You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 9:59, and Eric Cascadia is coming up soon. Headlines, interviews, and commentary with host Chris Andre. Chris's guest today is Barry Rosenberg of the Kootenai Native Forest Council. At 10:15, Flashpoints features climate policy specialist Janet Redman of the Obama administration's new plan to fight global warming. And also we hear coverage of yesterday's celebration of Cesar Chavez Day in San Francisco with the current president of the farm workers. At 11 o'clock, it's the Bike Show, bringing you news and views of cycling in Portland and beyond. Eric Cascadia is coming up right after this.
KBOO and the Quinta Street Theater are proud to present a music documentary that raises the bar for the genre. Arrows into Infinity, the new documentary about the life of jazz musician Charles Lloyd, Thursday, April 9 at the Clinton Street Theater. Arrows into Infinity takes us on Lloyd's journey from the heights of jazz rock royalty to his life in seclusion and back again. Arrows into Infinity, the Portland premiere, Thursday, April 9, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton, Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, April 1st, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guest is Barry Rosenberg with a story from the Kootenai Forest area, the Colville Indian Reservation. This is in a very remote area. It involves 13,000 acres of forests, 7 square miles of logging, the Forest Service, the Vaughan brothers, who apparently are the Koch brothers of the logging industry, and some new interpretations of the phrase timber sale that we perhaps have not encountered before. And the reason why this should be front page news. This ordinarily, in intelligent times, would cover front pages. It's so bad, it's funny. We wanted to run it as an April Fool's story because it's beyond belief. And on that note, we do bring you, as always, every April 1st, the Eric Cascadia version of the news. But we're going to hold off on that for later, because this in itself is no joke, and it is incumbent on us. It is our responsibility as good stewards, as the custodians of the future of our land for generations to come, to get this out there and ask everyone who can hear this broadcast to tell everyone else that they know what's going on in the far north, in some of the most beautiful, pristine land on the whole planet. We're very, very happy to welcome Barry Rosenberg this morning to the KBOO airwaves to bring you news of what's going on in our own backyard, in our own Cascadia. Good morning, Barry, and I want to thank you so very much for joining us today.
Oh, good morning.
Well, let listeners know your full title, who you are, what your background is, and then I want to ask you about what Vaughan is up to out in the wilds.
Okay. Well, I've been involved in environmental issues for over 30 years. I'm retired right now. But I was, when I started out, I got involved because somebody put it, it was a NIMBY, somebody put a timber sale, the Forest Service put a timber sale in my backyard. I lived in the woods, and I get my water from a creek, a gravity pool water, and the timber sale was going to destroy my water set. And so I protested it, and they ignored me, and that started me off. And eventually I learned how to deal with the Forest Service and challenge illegal and destructive timber sales after I spent quite a few years learning it. And then I started appealing timber sales in the Priest Lake Ranger District and was stopping timber sales. And eventually I got hired by the Inland Empire Public Lands Council, which is now called the Lands Council. And they told me what they wanted me to do was clone myself and teach other people how to stop illegal timber sales. And so that's what I did. I created and directed what we called the Forest Watch Program, and I trained people throughout in the Northwest on how to stop timber sales. And the result of all these people, all these activists learning how to be successful with the appeals process, they end up reducing the cut on the Inland Northwest by about 75%.
That's what we want to hear. That would be a whole series of programs on Air Cascadia right there, is how to stop a timber sale. But let's talk about this one right now in question, the Vagan sale.
This one is put out by the Cobble National Forest, and it's an experimental sale. Excuse me, and it's called the A to Z sale. And I asked the ranger, why is it called A to Z? It's because the timber contractor is going to be doing everything. Vagan Brothers paid $1 million to the forest to do this sale, and they're going to do everything. They're going to do the environment. They've done the environmental assessment.
Wait a minute. So essentially, Vagan Brothers paid off the Forest Service to be allowed to have their way with...
Well, it was a bidding process. Anybody could have bid on it. And Vagan Brothers bid $1 million. And they're going to lay out the sale. They're going to decide what gets logged, how much gets logged, where the roads are going to be. They're going to do the, quote, restoration. They're going to do the tree planting. They're going to do the burning. They're doing everything on this timber sale. That's why it's called A to Z. And it's a very large timber sale. It's 37 million board feet. And they're going to build 30 miles. They're calling it a temporary road construction, but once a road is built, it's not temporary, and they're building 30 miles of road, 31 miles. And to put this in perspective, the Kaba National Forest is 1.1 million acres. The Idaho Panhandle National Forest in northern Idaho is 2.2 million acres, and this year last year they proposed a timber sale. Actually, this year they're proposing to cut 32 million board feet with no road construction. So here's this one sale on McCallville that has more board feet and road construction than the Idaho Panhandle National Forest is planning for all next year.
It's a nightmare. It really is. It's a nightmare of a timber sale. And is this the first A to Z sale that has gone through, or is this going to set precedent? Because
it hasn't gone through yet. The environmental assessment's out. It's a comment period, so people who are interested can write their comments and submit it to the Forest Service. Then the Forest Service will look at the comments and then decide on whether to choose the proposed alternative. It's an experimental timber sale because it's the first time in the country that the Forest Service has given the timber industry such broad and sweeping powers. The Forest Service has contracted out the writing of environmental assessments before, but never have offered the timber industry to just take over every other aspect of the timber sale management. And the only thing that's left for the Forest Service to do is make a decision on this timber sale.
But nobody's going to comment if they don't know about it. We need to talk about this. I understand that the comment period runs for the week, basically, up to April 8th.
It ends next week.
It's important that I think how to stop a timber sale. We need to talk about this for the rest of this particular week. We need to talk about it today. We need to talk about it tomorrow, and we need to talk about it Friday, because if people don't know They won't do anything. And very frequently, even if they do know, they don't take action. This is too important to let this let it go by. Time floats away, and people, and if we don't, we've got up until the 8th to talk about it, because you know this easily can set a precedent. You mentioned alternatives. Have any what alternatives, if this is indeed going to be a sale, what alternatives have been proposed?
Well, there's two alternatives being proposed. The proposed alternative, the action alternative, one that the Forest Service is leaning towards, is the one that's going to cut 37 million board feet and build 31 miles of new road. And it's called and they justified this whole timber sale, it's a restoration project. And what's most interesting is that it's always repairing the damage done by previous timber sales, and they use that as a justification to create more timber sales and more damage. So it's kind of going to go on in perpetuity. But nobody in the country, I think, knows about, except the local people here, the fact that this is a first where the timber corporations are. It's an experiment, and I think it's probably, if it's successful, deemed successful by the Forest Service, I think this is going to be the wave of the future. And what you're doing is you're having the timber industry managing our public lands.
That's a horrifying prospect. This is really no joke. I mean, we're breaking this news on April 1st, but this is nothing to laugh about here. This is the A to Z timber sales. If this comes to pass, if this becomes the wave of the future, we can look forward to nothing left. No air to breathe, virtually, and fouled water. That's utterly beyond repair. There is no restoration once the water is gone. So,
what's most interesting, let me just say one thing, is that this timber sale was born out of the collaborative Colville, the Northeast Washington Forestry Coalition. It's a collaborative process, and three environmental groups are sitting in on the collaborative process, and I'm assuming they approved this timber sale. There are two alternatives. One is alternative B, the proposed action, and the other is alternative C, which was in response to comments from their earlier notice, where it is only 5.7 miles of road reconstruction, no new roads, and about half the volume. So the Forest Service has a choice to see which one they're going to choose, depending upon the comments that, well, I think they've already made the decision. I'm sure they're going to choose the larger alternative, but you don't
They've
know.
Been paid off, in other words. So the author of, and the progenitor of the How to Stop a Timber Sale effort, is there anything beyond comments that you would recommend that people do? Any other steps that we can take to stop this from happening? It cannot be allowed to happen. If this first one goes through, then that's it.
Yeah, well, things have changed over the years. When the Forest Watch activists were working on timber sales in the late 80s and 90s and 2000, we had an opportunity to appeal timber sales. That appeals process is so changed now that now all you can do is object to it, and then the foresters just pretty much ignores your objections. And the only other way to deal with it is to take it to court. It's very difficult to just, you have to learn the laws, you have to learn the impacts to the environment, you know, water quality, fisheries, soils, and so on. It's a pretty complex process, so it takes a while to learn. I just want to make one other point, that this is not only the most egregious timber sale going on in our area. There's one in the Clearwater National Forest, and this is also part of a collaborative process. And this timber sale in the Clearwater National Forest is called the Clear Creek Integrated Restoration Project. You know, all these claim to virtue that they're all going to do all this good. It's an 85 million board foot timber sale, and it calls for 36 miles of road and 190 miles of road reconstruction. And it is in an area that the watershed is already below standards. So I mean, just saying this kind of activity is really going on all over the inland Northwest, and in the Northern Rockies.
Before we let you go, we have 1 minute left, Barry. So if you could let listeners know where to submit comments regarding this sale.
Okay. Well, if you want to commit comments, you can, hold on, you can, hold on, let me get my finger.
And we're going to post
on. You can send your comments. It's called the North Fork Mill Creek A to Z Project. And you can submit comments to the Kramer Fish Sciences Project. They're the people who've done the EA. And their email address is N like in Norman, F like in Frank, M like in Mary, C like in
collaborative.
And then it's underlined. And then it's public@fishsciences.net.
And that's the other thing is we haven't even got to talk about what the effect this is going to have on fish populations already in crisis. So that would be, this is the North Fork Mill Creek.
Yeah, North Fork Mill Creek A to Z Project.
Mm-hmm. And we write to...
You send your comments in, you have to, if you're doing it via email, you have to have it either in a PDF format, Word or
okay, we're flat out of time, Barry. I want to make sure that we get that up on the KBOO website. We want to talk some more about this up until the 8th. This is public comment time, and if this isn't stopped, we have a very, very grim future ahead of us. My guest, of course, has been Barry Rosenberg, and thank him very much for joining us today. This has been Air Cascadia for